This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Are we dancing?
We are.
Guys, welcome 90 Day Fiancé Weekly News. All the latest and greatest with all the celebrities. Should I even call them celebrities? The cast members? Yes. I'm one of your hosts, Linda Empey, and I am joined by the lovely Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, guys. Hey, Linda.
What a packed week. I mean, every week is a packed week, right?
Facts.
So let's just dive right in. This first story, like I was telling you off camera, I am having a hard time believing, but let's talk about it. So Devin, as you guys probably know, came back to the U.S., and she brought both of her children, but she did not bring Jihoon. She said that she came back for, quote-unquote, personal reasons that have to do with her family, and she added that she's figuring all that stuff out right now. She said she plans it to be in the U.S. for about a month. There is an online blog claiming that they have two sources, so not one, but two sources that hear that there's trouble in the waters for Jihoon and Devin, and that's one of the reasons why she left Korea. They're saying the first red flag is that Devin left as soon as some of the travel restrictions in Korea were lifted. And the second red flag is that she brought both of her children, which they claim seems to be riskier than leaving them back in Korea. They have a 90-day inside source that says that one of the issues Devin dealt with was cutting ties with TLC. Although she and Jihoon are going to be on this next season, it's going to be their last. Devin has also said that she's got that it's gotten to an unhealthy point where the kids, Drusilla and Taejung, were unhappy being stuck in such a small apartment. So going back to Utah, they have a house, they have space to run around, and it's just healthier for her mental health and their mental health. So that's a big thing. Mm-hmm. They go on to say that she said that being in Korea was a huge issue for both her and Drusilla, and that she has become the primary, not only caregiver, but financer of the relationship, and her modeling has become an issue with Jihoon. So there's a lot of stuff that's going on. And then they say they have two independent sources that have told them that things fell apart between Devin and Jihoon. And we're going to see a lot of that in this next up and coming season of 90 Day. What do you think of all this?
I think that, well, I'm not shocked by any of it. Let me just say that. The preview for the next 90 days, obviously pretty telling, because it doesn't look like Jihoon and Devin are getting along. But, I mean, Devin's always been the primary financier of that relationship. She's always been the more responsible one. So that's not quite shocking to me. And I am, though, a little shocked that Jihoon seems to have a problem with Devin's modeling. He just seems to be very, like, not worried about that kind of stuff at all.
Yeah.
If I remember his personality correctly from that season, he doesn't seem like he's worried about minor things like that. So that's a little shocking. I can't wait to see what actually goes down between the two of them this next season of 90 Day. What do you think, Linda?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time believing it. I'm having a really hard time believing it. I'm going to need some more receipts, but it is what it is. They posted a really cool photo of their official wedding in Korea. So not the one that we saw on there last season, but another one. And I thought it was really beautiful. And then Devin went to her stories and said, update, I flew back to Utah to handle some personal matters. Just got notified that Korea is putting a ban on travelers coming back, even with a permanent visa holder. So that's what is happening. I'll post a video soon updating people for my YouTube subscribers. Sorry, I haven't posted this week. I'm hoping to figure this out as soon as possible. So it sounds like she's stuck in the US for now. So we'll see what happens.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
With them, I don't know.
She needs to sit down and be stable. Like, that was my whole thing with her the first season. Like, just chill out. You already have a baby. Now you got another one. So figure out where you want to be and stay there, please.
I mean, I like Devin. So I just hope it all works out. It all works out. But we'll see on this next season, I'm sure. Let's talk about Tom. Oh, Tom.
Yeah. So you guys, well, this is really about the Tom, Darcy, Jesse triangle. If you guys remember a few weeks ago, Linda reported that Darcy had made a claim that she had helped Tom out somewhat financially during their relationship. Linda, you remember that?
Of course I do.
So Jesse is now hopping on the bandwagon, saying that he actually helped Darcy out financially while they were together in their relationship. He actually said that he provided her with a credit card to assist with her finances when they were a couple. But my whole thing is, why are you bringing this up now, Jesse? Like, why are we hearing about this? I feel like, and you and I have said this before, Linda, Jesse and Tom continuously try to ride Darcy's coattail to stay relevant. Why are you bringing up the fact that she had access to one of your credit cards? I feel like that's pretty common in long-term relationships. Like, you know, you might have your boyfriend's debit card or credit card, or, you know, vice versa. You might share money. Why is that even something to bring up? That's just not very gentleman-like. What do you think?
I think he's whack. He's whack. I think that he has to, like, every 10 minutes bring up Darcy just so that we can all remember who he is, because no one cares. Stick to your, like, motivational speeches and your naked shower videos and call it a day. Like, I'm so cool with you. Like, your breakup, you're like the XX. So why does that even matter? Why does it matter? I don't care if you paid for whatever. You put her through the ringer, so maybe you should have paid. And who cares at this point? Yeah. You're the XX. Like, she's been done with you.
Yeah. Paid her for her heartache. I feel like any kind of indication that he feels like he's being forgotten about, he's like, ooh, me. You know?
Exactly. Remember I dated Darcy? Yeah, remember? Yeah, was that like 2-3 years ago? But I dated her. And guess what? Like, 2-3 years ago, I gave her a credit card and I let her buy some things on it. Like, no one cares. Why is that news? And why do you feel like you needed to bring it up? Stop it.
Exactly. Facts. Big facts. What's going on with, let's see, George?
George is, you know, becoming quickly a fan favorite after leaving prison. And it looks like he's ready to get back to work. He announced via social media that he's returning to California after spending his post-release time in Arizona. And he said that people could direct message him for quote-unquote business inquiries. So if you have some business that you want to do with George, he's open to any and all of it, which I think is great. Before going to prison, we know that George is working in the marijuana industry, and you know now marijuana is
legal. Yeah, our audio went out with Linda. Linda, can you hear us?
Guys, get it? So what I was saying was that, as we know, pre-prison, he was in the marijuana industry. And as we know, California has legalized marijuana. So people are wondering if he's going to jump right back into that industry or if he's going to venture out. And he announced that his next business move is going to be, Ashley, do you want to guess?
Modeling.
No, a clothing line.
Oh, that was close.
Very close. He shared a picture of one of the pieces that will be on his sale, and he said, collaborations coming soon. And if you look at the photo, you'll see that, first of all, he's super skinny mini, and the shirt is Kilos to Paris times George Nava. So look out for his clothing line. What do you think, Ashley? You think it's a good idea?
I think it's a good idea. I think that he should come back to California. And if he's going to venture back into the marijuana industry, just make sure everything's on the up and up. All your business affairs are in order. And, you know, you can't be scared. You know the saying, scared money don't make money. So go for it.
My advice is, if you're going to be in the marijuana industry, make sure that you are, you know, you got all your licensing. It's all about licensing. And that maybe, like, don't take that stuff out of the state. Like, stick to the states that it's legal. And maybe have a marijuana card. I don't know. But we wish him all the best. And it looks like he's, you know, going for it. So good for him.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Fernanda?
All right. So you guys, Fernanda, who was on season 6, just to jog your memory, she has a new bae. And for those of you who actually watched The Bachelorette, you may recognize her new lover. His name is Clay Harbor. And Fernanda shared on the season finale of the 90-day fiancé self-quarantine. So she said this. She said, today I'm having a Zoom date. I'm excited. I'm a little nervous. And then she goes on to say that Clay is just a guy that I like a lot. And he was a football player. He's been in a few reality TV shows before. Clay is so hot. What do you guys think about this new duo? I think they're really cute. I think Clay is fine. Linda, have you seen Clay?
I mean, I was stuck looking at the picture while you were telling the story. He's fine.
Yes, Clay is real fine.
He's got that like cute but hot look. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, you're cute. Oh, but you're hot.
But not, you know what? Some guys are like so hot that it's like not even intimidating, but it's like you're too perfect. He still has that quirky kind of, not even quirky, but he's just, like you said, it's like cute and hot.
Yeah,
it's like still that. Approachable. It's like you're not too perfect.
Yeah,
guys
like
that
it.
Are too perfect are a little scary for me. But
yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. So yeah, they've not met in person yet. They're just going on Zoom dates.
Zoom dates at this point. They're quarantine dating.
I love it.
Yeah, I feel like if you date during the quarantine, you can like get through anything.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, you know what I mean, I'm just speaking generally, folks, but you're forced to also really get to know the person.
Right.
You're just is talking, 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 talking. So
the frills are gone. There's no dinners. There's no distractions. It's just.
Yeah. You too. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what is going on with, you have a list for us. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So we're going to do a game because I read this online and I thought it was fantastic. And guys, I know our live is down right now and we can't wait till we can interact with you again because we love speaking with you live in real time. But what I do want you guys to do is make sure you're liking and subscribing. And we're going to play a little game. And if you guys like it, we might continue to do it like once every other week. But we're going to do the 5 most hated cast members of the 90-day franchise. And you have to say either you agree or you disagree. And you can do that in the comments below. And Ashley and I will do it live. So, number 5. We just talked about him, Jesse Meister. I always say his last name wrong, but Jesse. So people either love him or they hate him. And some people think that he's a saint for putting up with Darcy, and some people think he's a jerk for how he treated her. But at the end of the day, fans are split deeply on who's to blame for the relationship drama and why he's still relevant. So do you agree he's most hated, Ashley, or do you disagree?
I don't know if he should be on the most hated list. I think I disagree with him being on the list.
Okay. I agree with the list. I agree with this one. I think that he is definitely one of the top five.
Okay.
Number two, Tanya. So during Tanya's season, viewers came really hard against her and felt bad for St. John because first she stuck him in a shed at her mom's place. Then she took off to another country for 30 of the 90 days. And she left St. John sad, alone, doing chores, sipping on her mom's whiskey. And the worst part that fans hated was the fact that not only did she run away, but she said when she came back that he was not her soulmate. And people think that Tanya's soulmate is herself. And and that she is basically just with St. John because she wants to have a baby. So what do you think? Do you agree? Top five most hated all-time history of 90 Day? Agree or disagree?
I agree 100%. She deserves to be on this list. This list was made for her.
I'm going to say I agree with this one as well. Yeah. So I'm 2 for 2. You're 1 for 2. Yes. Moving on. Number three, Lisa. Baby girl Lisa. We know her from this season. And we know her whole story with Usman and the soldier boy and how she bullies him, how she said the N-word towards him, how she is just full-round disrespectful. And I want to say so much more, but I'm going to leave it at that. So between the racial slurs, the verbal abuse, finding out that Lisa had a live-in guy back in the U.S., and still got married, fans are saying that she is number three. Agree or disagree?
I agree that she needs to be on the list. I don't know that I agree with the ranking. I think she needs to be like, let me clarify this. Is number one the most hated?
No, it's just top five.
Okay, so she might need to be number five.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Tanya might need to share that spot.
I'm going to say I agree with this one as well. I think that her personality on TV comes across as ugly, and it is so unbelievable how disrespectful she is and how selfish she is in every single situation and how she bullies people. I have people that have DM'd me that are just like, yeah, she has said this, she's done that, and she trolls people online hard, and I just think for grown women in her 50s, it's not okay.
Not okay.
Next one on the top five. So number four is Paul. And if you guys remember Paul, he popped up back on the very first season of 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 days, looking for love. And fans basically laughed at him because as he was packing to go see Karini, he had the bug spray, the mosquito nettings, the antibiotics, the little penis protection from parasites. He had that great little run that we all have come to know. Fans were mad at him because he demanded a pregnancy test from Karini, an STD test from Karini. And then when they had their very first fight, he ran off and hid in a shed. And people were just not happy with that. So, agree or disagree, Ashley?
I disagree with this. Paul is my boy. I love me some Paul. I don't care what y'all say about him. He's okay in my book. So, I disagree with him being anywhere near this list. He shouldn't even be on an adjacent list to this.
I agree with you 100%. I highly disagree with this. I too love Paul. I think he's super entertaining. I think that he brings good TV, and I'm glad he's coming back for this next season. Looking at the people that has been listed before, the Lisas and Tanya's and Jesse's, I can't even imagine why he made this list. Like, I can't understand it. If you guys can understand it, definitely hit us up in the comments, because I'd love to hear whether you agree or disagree and why. And last and certainly not least, rounding out this list is Ricky. Ricky was one of the most hated people on Before the 90 Days. Ricky Reyes was from season 2. He went to Columbia to meet his long distance girlfriend. Storyline everyone thought was like seemed kind of fraudulent, because remember, we were not meeting her, and then he ended up meeting another girl. And then we found out that he was already married, and he had a wife back in the US, where they later split. And goes on that he fibbed on the show hoping to promote his photo business, and that's why it all kind of backfired. So do you agree or do you disagree?
Agree. The shadiness is like never a good thing. What do you think?
I agree. So yeah. Out of the 5, I agree with 4 strongly and 1 I disagree with.
What's and 1?
I agree that 4 out of the 5.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I agree 4 out of the 5 should be on the list. I think the only person that doesn't belong on this list is Paul. And I have a notable, so this is like in a side note. So notables that I want to discuss real quick. I think that Big Ed, David, and Yolanda might have somewhere to be ranked. What do you think?
Big Ed, yes. Yolanda and David are just pitiful. I don't know if they're hated. They're just, I think everyone pities them.
Okay. Fair. Fair. Guys, let us know what you think of our top 5 and the notables, and we will continue to do this if you guys loved it. Moving on to Larissa.
Yeah, you guys. So Larissa went on her IG Live to talk about launching her what? OnlyFans account, because that's like the thing now. She said that people are posting and spreading rumors that she's going to be a porn star. So she wanted to clear up the rumors. She said, no, I'm not going to be a porn star. I would, for $500,000, I would do it. She said that her OnlyFans account is going to be sweet and sexy. But she hasn't started working on it yet, because she needs to still figure out what she likes before actually creating the content. So another thing she addressed, I'm not sure if you guys follow her on IG or not, but she said she addressed why she deleted all of her IG pictures. And she said that she just wanted a change, and she kind of did it spontaneously without thinking. And she just wanted to, you know, wanted a reset on her IG page. And I notice a lot of people do that. Like, they'll delete all of their pictures on their timeline and just start over. I'm personally not a fan of that, because I like being able to look at my, it's like your personal history book. Mm-hmm. So I don't love that, but you know, some people, it works for them. But let's go back to her saying that she would be a porn star for $500,000. Do you think that's enough money, Linda?
To do porn?
Yes.
$500,000? I don't know.
That's like, you're selling yourself short, girlfriend.
I live in Los Angeles. $500,000 is definitely not going to go far. But hey, listen, to each their own. The thing is, some porn company is going to approach her now, because $500,000 is going to be nothing for them to have the exclusive of Larissa from 90 Days. So.
And you guys, hop in the comments. Are we looking forward to Larissa's OnlyFans page or account? Are we going to be subscribing? Are y'all interested in that? I'm personally over everybody doing an OnlyFans. Like, just guys.
They should have like a exclusive 90-day fiance OnlyFans section, because it seems like all of them are generally
hopping on it
that direction. Yeah.
Agreed. All right. So what is going on with Rose Marie and Ed?
So first I'm going to start with Rosemarie in print. So Rosemarie did a quick post and delete. She posted a picture of Prince, and guys, I'll read the caption and I'll tell you about it. So it says, OMG. So Rose just deleted this after people went crazy in the comments calling her a deadbeat. She just wants to help Prince grow up like other children. And in the photo, she has stuck Velcro behind his ear and then Velcro on the side of his head, and she Velcros his ears back, so his ears are kind of pinned back.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
And she explained that in her caption?
No, she didn't explain it. I'm explaining what she's done. So she basically thinks that she is helping him look more normal, I suppose. But there's so much I can say about this. Like, come on. First of all, he's a child. Second of all, you should be teaching him to love himself in all his beautiful creation. And like, the stigma of that, how does a child get past that? But that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not shocked. I'm not a huge Rosemarie fan. I've made that known. So I'm not, none of this surprises me about her.
I just think it's bizarre. I don't know.
It's very bizarre. And you're right. What message does that send to your child? That the goal should be to teach him to love himself unconditionally. Like, so many people have ears that stick out. Look at Martin Lawrence. His whole show, Martin, in the 90s, a lot of the storyline or a lot of the punchlines were about his ears sticking out. It's just, we all have quirky things about ourselves, and the goal is just to love yourself for who you are.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Big Ed. So not only is everyone jumping on the OnlyFans plate or bandwagon, people are also doing a clothing line. So I know I talked about George. Big Ed is also starting a clothing line, or has started a clothing line, and he took out a big like billboard kind of situation announcing what he's calling Big Ed Wear. I don't know how I feel about it. I think he's moved on from his stickers onto clothing, and he is definitely trying to brand himself as a brand between the clothing and the TikToks and the weird, strange costumes and all of that. He definitely wants to make sure that Big Ed is a quote unquote brand. So he's now branched out to clothing. What do you think about that?
You know, I like we said, all the 90 Day fans are doing the clothing line thing. I'll be happy if I see somebody with like a legit clothing line where it's like, you know what, I would really wear that. You have some great pieces, great quality pieces that, you know, work for everyday life. So I would be happy to see that. I want to see someone create that if they're going to do it. I'm not into the, you know, just the gimmicky items, but more power to him. He's riding that 90 day fame train.
Some people say that Darcy's House of 11 does that, like has some really genuine pieces. Okay. So we'll see. And this little story about Big Ed and Rosemarie cracks me up personally. And I mentioned it if you watched our 90 Day Fiancé before the 90 Day After Show last night. But the Blast.com is reporting that Big Ed has received 37 marriage proposals following his split from Rose. And I am still shook by that. 37? Who are you, ladies? Who are you? Because I would like to, I personally am inviting you to join us on our show. We have so many questions. Comment below, DM me, DM Ashley, whatever you want to do. But whoever one of you are that have proposed to Big Ed, we've got questions.
Yeah, and who's to say they're all ladies? He might have some
facts. Absolutely. But yeah, I mean, apparently he's a hot commodity, I suppose. But for me, I still have a lot of questions. And I think that some of those allegations that are still out there have not been addressed. And again, I've always said this, but when there's smoke, there's fire. So we'll see. Let's move on to Nicole and Azan.
Yeah, you guys. So Azan apparently is spoiling Nicole. She went on her Instagram and showed off a plate of home-cooked food that Azan made her while they've been quarantining in Morocco. She shared the photo on her IG story, and she added a caption with it that said, "My delicious meal made by my babe," with the heart eye emoji. So I just have a question. I'm so confused about the Nicole and Azan situation. Do you guys really think Azan made this meal, or is she trying to save face? Because we know, what was it, last week she posted a selfie, an older selfie of herself and Azan, and we've heard rumors about the status of the relationship and the status of his marriage. So what do you think, Linda? You think this is real, or is she trying to...
I think it's BS. I think that, you know, when someone does something special for you and you do it on your social media, at least I do, I'll say whatever it is, my delicious meal, but I'll also tag the person. So they know that it's also an appreciation post, like, hey, shout out to you. But she never does that. And even if she didn't tag him, like, why is he not in the photo? And the other thing I think about this photo, it actually looks really healthy. It looks like it could be like, you know, grilled chicken and rice and veggies, those are it's a well-rounded, balanced meal. So part of me wants to say, oh, maybe he made it and he's like has her on, you know, like a fitness kick like he is, or maybe he didn't make it and she made it and she's saving face, like you said. Go either way.
Hey guys, this is Brianna in the booth. I just have to point one thing. I'm bringing this photo back up. Just one quick second here. If anyone remembers any of Nicole's seasons, what is the one thing she does not eat?
I can't remember. I think it's the peppers.
Vegetables. She won't eat vegetables. Yeah. She hates vegetables. Oh. That's what she kept saying over and over again. She's even promoted a green powder on her Instagrams because she says, I can't stand vegetables, so this way I can get my green powder in. So no way she would call this delicious. There's no fried food on here. Sorry.
Right.
False.
So the question is, whose plate is it? Who does this food belong to, Nicole? Stop lying to us. We don't like to be lied to.
Oh my gosh, so funny.
Or you just called her out.
Listen, facts are facts. Facts are facts. Moving on, we're doing a flashback. So here's another thing that I think is kind of fun that we're doing. We're going to post this photo and we want you to guess who you think it is. And Ashley has an unfair advantage because I asked her yesterday, but I'm going to ask you again today. Who do you think this photo is of?
I think David.
It's David from this season, Before the 90 Days. This photo is from about 20 years ago when he claims that he was a bowling champion, star, professional bowler, whatever you want to say. It's giving me like a total 70s disco vibe with the mustache and the whole nine yards. I don't know what you guys think. Was this like, was he a player from the Himalayas back in the day? Or was he just like same old David?
David ain't never had the player from the Himalaya vibes going. he doesn't have it. No. That is not David. That's not his MO. Mm-hmm.
You know what's so funny though too is that I see this picture and I automatically think of that black long leather trench coat.
Oh,
and that... I'd be like, I could see how this dude right here would buy that jacket.
That is the serial killer jacket. It's just very like, why do you have that on?
Are
you
right.
Commit a crime? What's happening here?
I hear that you have a flashback as well.
I do have a flashback. Can you guys guess who this is? I'm going to let everybody try to go into the comment section, even though we don't have our live up. But everybody, give everybody a chance to chime in and place their vote. This is our very own 90 Day Rasta Robert. Linda, you didn't even know it was him, right?
Listen, when I was putting this together, a little package together, I had to text Ashley and say, who's the dude with the dreads? I'm shook by this. Like, okay, so here's what I want to say. First of all, I would never have ever guessed that was Robert. Right. And now it kind of makes sense that he's like a baby daddy of like 7, 8, 9, 10, however many kids he has. He's got a lot of kids.
Right.
It makes sense because if he looked like this back in the day, I could see how he was like, you know, getting some action.
Yeah, he was pulling. Yeah, and the locks are long. They go like past his waist. They go down to his legs.
Did we show the second picture with one of his babies? Because you can see in that photo that they're super long, like down to his knees almost.
Yeah, they're very, very long. So yeah, you guys, if you didn't know, now you know. Robert had locks in his hair.
And he looked totally different.
He looked totally different. He was a Rastafarian. I don't know. Do we like the locks better or like his look now?
I think I like the locks way better.
You like the locks, but it adds a little bit more personality.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's cool. I think it's a cool look.
Yeah.
He's older though. So he's probably like, I want to, not to say that older men can't have locks because I see some gorgeous locks out there, but, yeah, maybe he just wanted to switch up his look, but yeah, Robert shocked me with these dreadlocks.
Oh, I'm totally shocked. Like, totally, 1000% shocked.
All right, so go ahead.
I wanted to move on to baby girl Lisa.
Okay.
So, guys, we talked about clothing line number one with George. We talked about clothing line number two with Big Ed. We mentioned that Darcy has a clothing line. So it would make sense that Baby Girl Lisa posted on her Instagram that Soulja Boy Nation Clothing is coming in a fall collection. And she has self-modeled a couple of the items. And I don't know how I feel about it. How do you feel about it, Ashley?
I don't know what to say. I mean, I don't know that she would be the best person to represent his brand, but yeah, go for it. I'm trying to find something nice to say. You know, when your mom talks to you, if you have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. I'm gonna just not say anything at all. Linda, what do you think?
I think that just like his music career, I don't think that he should allow Baby Girl Lisa to dictate his business ventures. And I think that whether you love her or hate her, I don't know if she's going to be representative of, maybe she is. I don't know. Maybe he has a specific thing for his brand and she's going to be, you know, the face of the brand. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think she's the best person to represent that brand.
Right, and it's not even only about her looks, it's like her personality. Like, why am I buying from someone who uses the N-word, bullies people, all of that stuff? It's more that stuff for me than anything else.
Absolutely. If we were talking about Angela and Michael having a clothing brand, then I definitely wouldn't have anything. I mean, Angela turns up too, but you know what I mean? Like, it would be a little bit different. But it with her, like you said, with her personality and some of the things that she said, I don't think she's the best representative of a clothing line. But
yeah,
people change. People change.
Do they though? Because here we are. So someone found an old online photo, I guess, about one of her exes, and his name is Bubba.
Oh, Bubba.
Yes, Bubba. And he posted that he was in a relationship with Lisa. This is about 3 years ago, guys. And first of all, she looks, in my opinion, totally different than she does 3 years later. And it might just be she changed up her look from like that 1980s bob to a 1990s with like the scrunchy wet look. I don't know. But you guys, let me know what you think. So anyways, they went online, and what I found interesting about this story is that there's a lot of back and forth in the comments. And one of the people says, finding out that he's in a relationship with Lisa, damn, Bubba, is that your grandma? And then someone else writes, ha ha ha, your fake girlfriend has several different Facebook accounts. And the is messaging a friend of mine saying she's in a relationship with some other dude, and then goes on to say that she's trying to groom. Now, you guys, keep this in mind. This is 3 years ago, and I'll tell you why it's important. So, and did you know she's trying to groom young African guys? She's dangerous. Then someone else goes, or the same person goes on to say, she has several accounts and has admitted she's been hustling, scamming to get a Nigerian young boy young enough to be her grandson to America because she's madly in love with him. And it goes on and on and on. Now, as you guys know, Lisa and Usman have been together for 3 years now. And so it's interesting, this person's comment in relation to the time frame of what we know their relationship is about. So I don't know, maybe Mama Usman wasn't too far off in her wisdom.
Right.
What do you think, Ashley?
No, I think that Lisa has been, Lisa and Usman have both met their match when it comes to motives, right? Mm-hmm. He has a motive to come to America. She has a motive to control an African man for whatever reason. Maybe there's some underlying racism because she did freely use the N-word and didn't apologize until we applied pressure on her to do so. So I think that there might be some white supremacy there. I'll just say it.
I mean, listen, walks like a duck, talks like a duck. She recently posted a video of her and Usman. And guys, I want you to watch this video. And I have no words after that.
Oh.
You see her? We have resolved everything. Everything is okay now. We're not going to have any problem anymore.
And I didn't break his legs.
So in the video, we see that Lisa and Usman are together. They're lovey-dovey. And they're basically saying everything's good. They've made up. They love one another, and they're going to be together.
Shocker.
I mean, guys, once you see the tell-all, you might have a little bit of a different opinion of Usman, and then you might also realize why these two are together. Because I could never see it, and we talk about, like, they both come in with motives, and they absolutely have, but something is keeping this nonsense together, and you'll see why.
Agreed.
Let's talk about Tariq and Dean. They are Pillow Talk fan favorites.
They are. I like them on Pillow Talk a lot, but everyone's been wondering like where they've been because they haven't been on. So Tariq went on his Instagram story and shared the reasoning why the dynamic duo has not been seen on Pillow Talk this season. So Tariq said he quit, meaning Dean, out of the blue. His reasons, ? He said, I was copying him and wouldn't let him finish his jokes. Delusional. He said, I was cutting him off. Imagine that. He said either they fire me or he quits. Who brought him into this? Me. Everyone, including me, are were stunned, and I asked to talk to him twice. He said no twice. They couldn't believe he was being so childish, blocked me and Hazel out of the blue. She was hurt the most. That's when I said, it's middle finger time. So if we were your favorites, just know I tried. His words were, I am the, not one of, but the star. That's why I don't F with dude. I'm getting this out of the way now because I'm tired of hearing about it. You heard it from the horse's mouth. And that is per Tariq Myers. Linda? That's messy. That is messy. It's like two guys. You wouldn't expect this from two guys, but sometimes guys can be pretty catty. What do you think?
I mean, Dean's not wrong. He's not wrong in my opinion. I think that Dean is way more hilarious than Tariq. I think he brings in the jokes. I think he brings in like the comedic relief. Now, I don't know about all the cutting each other off and finishing the jokes and all that stuff. That sounds super petty to me. Yeah. I don't, and I also think like being the star, like who cares? You guys make good TV. But I do think Dean is funnier than Tariq and brings more of like the reality. Yeah, the reality enjoyment to Pillow Talk. So it's unfortunate that they couldn't get, and aren't they brothers? Like,
yeah,
help them to like keep the messiness offline, especially when it's your family. Yeah. So yeah, it's unfortunate because guess what? They both lose in this situation.
Facts. Big old facts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hopefully they can figure it out. I like them together. They're funny.
Yeah. We'll see. We will see. Maybe when the checks stop coming, they might, you know, reevaluate their stance.
I hope so. What's going on with Karini and Paul?
Guys, so we talked about clothing lines because there seems to be a theme on this week's weekly news. The theme of clothing line and the theme of OnlyFans accounts. So Paul took to his stories on Instagram and put this pretty suggestive photo of Karini up and said, Karini has asked me to help her set up a fans-only account. Should I help her? And 64% of the voters said no, and 36% said yes. So do you guys want to see Karini on OnlyFans?
No. No. And I don't want to see Paul pimp his wife out. So no and no.
Guys, let us know what you think in the comments. Is this a good idea for them? And speaking of OnlyFans, remember we talked about Evelyn and Evelyn starting one and everyone being upset with her because, you know, she's supposed to be married to Corey and Corey taken to the gram saying that he was not happy 100% that she was doing that. Well, guess what? He jumped the bandwagon. Corey has started his My OnlyFans account as well. And he says, I want to quote what he said before. So thanks to those who have reached out to me about Evelyn's OnlyFans account. I 100% do not agree with it. For now, I'm not going to talk about it. And then right beside that, you'll see him shirtless and it says, swipe up, subscribe, and get to know me.
Oh, I'm about to start an OnlyFans. I'm about sick of talking about all these OnlyFans accounts and I'm not getting one penny.
Linda, I will just like, if it could, add one last thing because I saw that he posted, I think it was either late last night or early this morning on his page, that because he had said yesterday that he had changed his tune about the OnlyFans thing. And then he said that as long as Evelyn has hers, he will have his. Just wanted to add that in.
It's petty. He was doing that stripper stuff a couple of weeks ago, and now he's like, hey, listen, if she's doing it, I'm doing it.
And Corey, the bottom line is you and I and everybody knows that Evelyn doesn't want to be married to you. She does not take this serious.
That's it. That's it. That's all. That's it. That's all. So yeah, guys, what do you think of all this extra I mean, you got to hustle in these streets, especially during quarantine. So I can't even be mad at any of it. Get your entrepreneur on, I suppose. I suppose. That's all the news and gossip we have this week.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Do we have any shout outs that we can do?
We do have a lot of shout outs. Let's see. Greek Sun, Beautiful Boy, Sarah Rubino, Diana Ramirez, London Joy, Andy Stewart, Leticia Arroyo, sorry, Leo Tai, Anita Pilgrim, excuse me, Abigail Todd, Espere, Shaz Fleming, Sarah Bailey, Melanie Holloman, Annie Fanny, and so many others. Thank you guys all so much for commenting and engaging with us every week. I always crack up at your comments because a lot of them are hilarious. So keep them coming. Make sure, like Linda said earlier, you give us a thumbs up and subscribe to our reality, our AfterBuzz TV reality channel if you're not already subscribed. And Linda, do you have any?
No, that's it. I think that's great.
Okay.
We love you guys. We love hearing from you. Guys. Definitely comment. And guys, those of you that reach out to me with some of the scoop, I appreciate you. I comment back. So keep those DMs coming. I appreciate them. If you don't know, you can find me all across social media at Linda So Girly and Ashley.
Yeah, you guys can find me on IG at Ms. Ashley Marie.
And didn't you say that you were starting your
Twitter? I'm going to start my Twitter. I'm gonna fire the Twitter back up, but I'll give you guys the handle once I do that.
Awesome. Guys, till next week, we'll see you. Bye for now.
Bye. Have a good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.